Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 6, Part 5. Is it time to celebrate or go back to the drawing board? This is really an important time because now you get to discover whether or not all the work you've done is really taken. So this is the time for an experiment to test it out. We want to know, is your unconscious mind willing to accept this mystical wisdom? And is it willing to make it yours? By that I mean, is it willing to use this information to allow the new behaviors that you're going after to emerge? Well, inquiring minds want to know, they say. So don't you want to know whether or not all this work that you've been doing here and all this time you've been putting in is going to be able to produce the actual desired result? So here's the experiment to find out. Step one, suspend your disbelief. Put it in suspended animation and imagine as if this little experiment that I'm going to walk you through can really work. And this is called, the experiment is called tracing the infinity loop. Okay, this is how you're going to find out whether something is taken or not in your unconscious mind. Pull out your completed infinity loop for the unresolvable dilemma that you've been working with. If you don't have it with you, pause the video, go get it, and come back, because the most useful way to do this right now, to learn it, is to actually go through it. Okay, place your index finger on the center point where the two loops meet. This is the first step. Take your index finger and place it so it's touching your loop on the center point. Then press lightly against the paper so you can feel the paper on your fingertip. Don't press really heavy like you're scrunching the paper, just lightly against it. And then begin to move your finger slowly. Follow the shape of the loop and move in the direction of the flow that you have learned from the strengths of one pole down to its own weaknesses, up to the strengths of the opposite pole, and down to its own weaknesses. Lightly moving your finger around the loop in that way. As you move your finger around the loop, heighten the feeling of the strengths and the weaknesses in your body as you meet them on the loop. So that means if it's a positive one, you'll feel your body standing up straight or feeling infused with energy. And if it's a weakness, you may feel your posture sort of collapsing and melting into itself, and you may feel a weakness emerge in your body. But feel each experience as fully as you can as you run your finger lightly around the loop. Whenever your finger sticks to the paper, like flypaper, or jumps over an area, skips a piece of the paper or the loop, stop. This is information to you. This tells you something very, very important. This is a signal from your unconscious mind that these three alternative viewpoints have not yet been accepted. Your unconscious mind has not allowed them in. It's kicking them out. This is what you want to know. This is important. So be kind. Help your unconscious mind here and notice what landmark your finger skipped over or got stuck on. Notice which one it was. Then, once again, what you're going to do is run each of these experiences through the three alternative viewpoints. Whatever experience your finger got stuck on or leaped over, take the time to run through the three alternative viewpoints again, starting off with the negative feeling in your body. Then check the body for a lingering emotional charge after you have done that. Is there still any left in your body? Move your finger then again over the landmark where it either stuck before. Does it now move over it? If it leaped over it before, can it now keep contact with the loop as you gently run it over? If so, what does that mean? Well, of course, if you can run your finger easily all the way around the loop and the body feels at ease, you now know your unconscious mind has no more strong objections to the new options of response that you've been learning here. That's how you know for sure. So congratulations if you were able to put your finger all the way around the loop. 80% of the job of change is now done. The remaining 20% happens in step 6. the big finale, as I call it. Okay, but first, what to do with remaining objections you haven't gotten rid of? What if the lingering emotional charge that's blocking you from gaining distance and using the mystical perspectives is still there and you are unable at this point, even after running through the three mystical perspectives again, you're unable to actually get your finger over that point or get it to unstick? The answer to this is in the next video. Okay, so hang in there. Here's your homework on this video. What do you have to suspend to test your success? What does it mean if your finger skips over or sticks to a landmark on your loop? What do you do when this happens? When you succeeded with this test, how much of the job do you now have done? When tracing the loop, should you try and feel each landmark as you pass over it? And if you still have objections or lingering emotional charge, have you failed completely? Okay, enjoy, and I will, of course, see you in the next video. Much love.